Muli Bwanji from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Malawi update from the 29th of July, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Malawi. Presidential aspirants have started presenting their nomination papers to the Malawi Electoral Commission. While presenting his papers on Friday the 25th, former President Peter Mutharika of the opposing Democratic Progressive Party confirmed Justice Jane Ansa as his running mate in the September elections. Many were surprised because Ansa was the chairperson of the Malawi Electoral Commission when the High Court nullified the 2019 election result. She was also rumored to be Mutharika's girlfriend after local media captured the two kissing. On Sunday, the 27th, another opposing party, the United Transformation Movement, or UTM, revealed that Dr. Matthews Mtumbuka, an engineering mogul, would be Dalisto Kambumba's running mate. However, his presentation came with little drama, as Kabombe, the UTM president, was presenting his nomination papers to the Malawi Electoral Commission. His bodyguard, Kalisa Kuma Mutumba, was arrested. Police said that Mutumbi entered the conference center premises with a gun. However, the police confirmed that they knew Mutumbi was a bodyguard and said his gun was licensed, which made the arrest senseless. The arrest was put into question as the bodyguard was on duty. Some have alleged that the ruling Malawi Congress Party ordered the arrest. As the elections draw near, a survey by the Institute of Public Opinion and Research said the former President Mutharika is leading the 2025 presidential race, with 43% of the registered voters. The survey, which was released on Monday the 28th, also revealed that President Chakwera is coming in second position with 26%, while Dalisto Kambombe is polling at 5%. Local news said the study was conducted between the 6th and 20th of July across 27 districts. However, the survey was put into question as a fresh poll might be needed since some voters may have changed their minds following the revelation of running mates. The office of the Speaker of National Assembly dissolved the 2019-2025 Parliament on Wednesday the 3rd, but President Chakwera said it has to reconvene on Tuesday the 5th to amend the Presidential Parliamentary and Local Government Bill. If this legislation remains unchanged, it will stop some people from exercising their right to vote. The parliament's reconvening might be a win for democracy and a protection of people's right to vote. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is pushing for kwacha devaluation. On Wednesday, the 23rd, the IMF justified the move, saying they are not trying to make the kwacha lose value uncontrollably, but they are trying to help it move towards a broadly unified exchange rate that flows through official channels instead of black markets. They said this would encourage a legitimate trade and investment. However, the IMF also acknowledged that a currency devaluation will cause higher inflation and impact the country's growth. The Reserve Bank is yet to comment on the matter, but last month, the central bank governor told local news that unifying exchange rate markets can only happen when illegal markets are removed and not through devaluation. Fuel queues are back, but the National Oil Company of Malawi, or NOCMA, is playing everything down and saying the shortage will be sorted out this weekend. On Tuesday the 29th, NOCMA told local news that on Friday the 1st, Malawi will receive 50 million liters of both petrol and diesel, thanks to Malawi's new government-to-government deal that we talked about in previous episodes. NOCMA also said the fuel would come through neighboring countries, Mozambique and Tanzania, by road and rail, implying that fuel will come in quickly. Malawi has been experiencing on-and-off fuel shortages since last year, causing people to get more frustrated with the government every time they have to queue for the commodity. Next up, Ministry of Homeland Security recently announced that it has officially resumed processing and issuing passports across the country, following a contract with a new passport-issuing company. In previous episodes, we mentioned that the ministry had stopped issuing passports after its system was hacked last March. Ezekiel Chigoma, the Homeland Security Minister, said that their new contract with Madras Security Printers means that the disruptions that started in 2024 due to the cybersecurity breach are now over. However, questions were raised as passport issuing faults in the past have led to some passports being flagged as fake in foreign countries, thus leading to arrests of traveling locals. It has been cold and windy with random bursts of showers in most parts of the country. According to weather update shared by the Department of Climate Change and Meteorology Services on Monday the 28th, this weather will go on until Sunday the 3rd of August. They said the sudden weather change is being caused by southeasterly winds, which are blowing over Lake Malawi and other local water bodies. The department said that the Karunga district in the northern region had the coldest temperatures this year compared to recent years, with 6 degrees Celsius or nearly 43 degrees Fahrenheit last Tuesday. They have urged people to cover up, stay indoors, and out of natural water bodies. In other news, the National Bank, which is one of the country's leading banks, launched a women's football premiership in partnership with the Football Association of Malawi on Saturday, 26th. The games will run from now until February 2026. The Football Association told local media that they want football enthusiasts to support women's football so that it is as respected as men's football. The National Bank said they bankrolled the matches to honor the value that women bring to the country's development. The partners also mentioned that locals will get to watch the games for free. Speaking of Football Association, the organization is under huge scrutiny. In previous episodes, we mentioned that Dawood Mtundiko, an executive member of the association, was accused of sexually harassing a member of the women's national football team in April. He was suspended pending investigation. However, on Tuesday the 29th, local news revealed that the association had asked Mtundiko to resume his role since he had been suspended for 4 months. The association's disciplinary committee said they considered multiple factors, including that Mtundiko pleaded guilty to misconduct, was remorseful, and that he suffered social media ridicule. However, some people have called that an insult to women and have since urged the Malawi Human Rights Commission to step in. In entertainment news, on Thursday the 24th, Tay Grin, a local artist and ambassador for the Ministry of Tourism, announced they had formed a groundbreaking partnership with a U.S.-based company that will help them submit a lineup of Malawian artists to be considered for the 68th Grammy Awards, which are set for February 2026. He did not mention the name of the partner, but said he would share more details soon. Still on entertainment, Lawi, a celebrated musician, revealed that his new album, My Father's Land, would be released on the 27th of September. However, his announcement came with a little shocker. The album would be released exclusively on Vwaza Multimedia, a local music streaming platform, instead of in international platforms like Spotify, as was the case before. On Wednesday the 23rd, he told local media that he wants to support local platforms while ensuring that he controls how his music earns him money. The news got mixed reviews from Lawi's fans. Some applauded him for supporting local platforms, while others felt he had shot himself in the foot and would lose both money and fans by not making his albums more accessible. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Want to pass along an episode? Go to www.rorschach.com/Malawi and download any of the shows as MP3 files. Link in the show notes. Pitani Bueno.